reason why one puts oneself in the presence of God when praying is to talk to Him and to hear His voice through His illuminations and inspirations. This gives us great delight, for it is a grace to speak to such a great God, who, when He answers, covers us with precious balms which engulf the heart with joy. If you can talk to God, praise Him, listen to Him. If you cannot talk to Him, do not feel bad in the ways of the Spirit. Stop in your room, disguise yourself as the courtier, curtsy, and revere Him. Here's the core of Padre Pio's advice when prayer feels dry or difficult. Act the part. Show up. Do your duty as a faithful servant. God sees not just our feelings, but our will, our determined choice to be with Him. He continues, God will see and appreciate your patience. He will favor your silence, and the next time you will be consoled. He will take you by the hand, talk to you, and take 100 strolls with you in the garden of prayer. And if this does not take place, be content just the same, because we are obliged to follow Him. Take into consideration that it is already a great miracle and a great honor that He tolerates our presence. With this disposition, you will not be despised by Him. So, what can we take away from this letter? Prayer isn't about our feelings, or even about saying the right words. It's about showing up humbly and faithfully in God's presence. Even when it feels dry or distant, simply placing ourselves before God is an act of love and trust. So the next time you pray and feel nothing but emptiness, don't be discouraged. Simply remain before Him as a faithful servant before a king, and trust that your silent presence is already a prayer pleasing to God's heart.